Twice Etiquette Facebook fan recently asked me about airplane etiquette. She had just returned from a trip overseas and had experienced some rude behavior on the plane. It's stressful traveling. We now have to submit to either a revealing x-ray or being intimately touched. We wait in line, and upon boarding the plane, we sit in a small space crammed next to strangers. So the more we can do to be courteous and helpful, the better. Here are a few guidelines to keep in mind. Let's start with luggage etiquette. If you see someone struggling with putting their luggage in the overhead compartment, help them. There have been a few times when I've had a hard time hefting my bag up into the overhead cabinet, and I'm always grateful when someone helps me get it in or out. Don't forget to say thank you if someone helps you. Speaking of luggage, when you put your bag in the overhead compartment, put it with the wheels facing towards the back so that the handle is facing the opening. Don't put it sideways where it takes up more space. More and more people are avoiding the checked baggage fee by bringing their carry-on onto the plane, so space is at a premium. Be mindful of your fellow travelers. Moving on to the armrest. I'm often asked who gets the armrest on either side of the middle seat. Those who get stuck in the dreaded middle seat will be happy to know that you get both armrests. The people who sit in the window seat and the aisle seat get the outside armrests. The middle seat person can decide if they want the armrest up or down, but it's courteous to alert your seatmates that you are putting the armrest up or down so you don't pinch them or surprise them. Be careful of seat back grabbing. It is no fun getting whiplash as someone grabs your seat back when they stand or sit down. Be mindful of not yanking on the seat in front of you as you get in and out of your place. Getting in and out of a middle or window seat can be challenging, especially if someone is asleep. First, try to get out without waking the person up. If that's not possible, then go ahead and gently touch the person's arm and ask him or her if they mind letting you out. That's perfectly acceptable. Let's talk about mealtime etiquette. When meals are served, it's hard to eat when the person in front of you has their seat reclined. It is courteous to put your seat back up when meals are served so that the person behind you can eat without having your chair back in their face. Now that you have to pay for the oh-so-yummy snack boxes the airline provides, some people are bringing their own food. But avoid bringing anything that's smelly, such as tuna, egg salad, or anything else that is pungent. You don't want to offend your seatmates. Moving on to disembarking. You may have been flying for hours, stuck in a small seat, and you're anxious to get off the plane as soon as possible. However, be mindful that there is a system to embarking the plane. I should say disembarking the plane. It's row by row. As people get out of their seat and into the aisle, give them space and time to get their luggage out of the overhead compartment. Don't push in front of them. Be patient and wait your turn to disembark. I know. You're just dying to get to the baggage claim so you can wait some more. I admit it. I've been guilty of it too. Well, that's it for now. I'd love to hear your travel etiquette pet peeves or questions. Feel free to email me or post on the Kleiss Etiquette Facebook page. Happy flying. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.